Should you stop buying those cut flowers at the bodega? When we think of agriculture, we think of stuff we can eat. But cut flowers are an important agricultural product that often get overlooked. Everybody's obsessed with where their food comes from, whether we're talking meat, cheese, or veggies. Words like traceability and sustainability are cemented in the food vernacular. But what about cut flowers? Do you have any idea where they come from when you buy them, or why that matters? Cut flower expert and author Deborah Prinzing breaks it down.
80% of the cut flowers sold in the U.S. are imported from countries in South America, many from Holland, other countries that are flower producing. And so the U.S. flower market has shrunk down to only 20%. In New York, there are some great growers on Long Island, some in Connecticut, some in New Jersey. So really, you have to be assertive and you have to ask that bodega owner, do you know where these flowers came from? They probably don't. But I think if more people ask, it's going to maybe force the issue. Flowers are a luxury item, let's face it, and they're perishable. So all the more reason we shouldn't be shipping them on jumbo jets, you know, 5 or 10 planes a day going into Miami from South America just to bring us flowers. When we source locally, there's definitely a smaller carbon footprint. And many farmers are using sustainable practices. They're all moving in that direction. Any American-grown flower is going to be more sustainable than any imported flower. That just seems to be kind of a simple math.
As is the case with good food, the season is sometimes as important as the source. So which cut flowers should you buy and when?
Again, it goes back to meeting the farmer. When you talk to the farmer or you talk to a florist who's sourcing local, they're able to say, hey, here's what's in season now. A lot of the farms that I'm aware of, they put seasonal availability harvest lists on their websites. And there's an organization called the Association of Specialty Cut Flower Growers, ASCFG.org. You can go on their website and search in all 50 states who the farmers are and link them to their sites and look up, oh gosh, I didn't know that sunflowers were available as early as June and as late as October. Great, I'm going to just focus on sunflowers for my summer events. The other cool thing that's happening with American flower farmers is they are trying to compete with imports. And so they've focused on varieties that are heirloom varieties or more delicate or fragrant, things that aren't shippable. They haven't, you know, been bred to be put in a box and shipped on a plane. So they tend to be the more ephemeral varieties. And of course, those are beautiful and more pleasing. They probably have a wonderful fragrance. And again, it's just kind of finding somebody in your community who you can talk to and say, what's special? It's just, I love going to the farmer's market and meeting the growers and saying, what do you have that you want to surprise me with today?
To learn more about the world of cut flowers, check out Slow Flowers and the 50 Mile Bouquet by Deborah Prinzing, and stay tuned to heritageradionetwork.org as we continue to include overlooked agricultural products in the sustainable farming discussion. I'm Jack Inslee for heritageradionetwork.org. The song used in this piece is the Knife Show remix of Polyhedron by Little Jinder. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, Stitcher, and iTunes for more. Thanks for listening.